You're listening to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. This is Sidebar with Lauren Scott, Maddie Welsh, and Emily Moneyhun.
Welcome back to another episode of Sidebar, the show where we bring you the news you probably won't find on the front page. I'm Lauren.
I'm Maddie.
And I'm Emily.
This week, we'll be talking about a fat pig, Jake Paul, and a fast car with a slow story.
Now let's get into it.
You've heard of Kevin Bacon the actor, but have you heard of Kevin Bacon the pig? Kevin Bacon is a 450-pound pig from Kenosha County, Wisconsin. And the other day, this story is from AP News. It came out on March 7th. And he made a great escape and was found just on an adventure. The story says the 450-pound porker wandered from his pen last week and moseyed on down the road where he was caught hamming it up on the Mulgard family's security camera. This quote from Jake Mulgard, one of the residents of that house, said, "My wife spotted an unusual shaped figure on our driveway camera walking along our garage. It ended up coming right up to our back door." And then he said, "My wife started feeding him right away. That's what she does with every animal that comes to our backyard." After the couple watched Kevin scarf down some apples, rice cakes, tomatoes, and carrots, Mulgard said it was time for them to figure out whom their new friend belonged to.
So I have to know, is this pig just like an ordinary pig who lives with some random farmer and he just happens to be really fat?
I think that's like not an uncommon.
That might be like normal pig size for some pigs.
Wait, then why is this a news story?
Because he wandered off. It's a really cute kid story in the making. You could make a picture book out of this.
Yeah, about Kevin Bacon. The pig.
Like, I understand that it's cute and wholesome, but why is this in a whole news story?
Why are you cynical? And why do you hate joy, Lauren? Please explain.
I just don't know why AP News is writing about a pig that ran away and stumbled upon some random person's house. I actually don't think that's that crazy. It's a pig. Yeah, it's gonna run away every now and then.
Well, but did you read the last line of the story? Kevin is partial to cookies, marshmallows, and other sweets. Don't you need to know that?
Wait, hold on. It all makes sense now. Yeah, Kevin's just like us. I don't know. I just kind of thought that there was going to be like, I don't know. If 450 pounds for a pig was like 100 pounds over the average weight of a pig, I'd be like, okay, that's why this is a story.
Okay, well, let's look it up.
Yeah, actually, let's look up the average weight of a pig. Maddie is searching it right now. I don't want to go back and insert music later, so I'm just going to play some elevator music right now for you.
In general, this is according to study.com, so this might not be... Okay, wait. Wikipedia says adult pigs generally weigh between 140 and 300 kilograms, which is 310 to 660 pounds.
This is a skinny pig.
Yeah, so this is like a perfectly average pig. Like, that's right in the middle of the size range.
The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office says on its Facebook page that it dispatched deputies after receiving the typical county call.
See? They're literally saying that this is typical. Why are we writing about typical things?
It was a slow news week.
Yeah, would you rather they write fake news about some sort of political controversy? I'd so much rather read about a 450-pound pig.
I just don't get it. Like, at the end of the article, it says, about a mile and 2.5 hours later, by the glow of a flashlight in the darkness, Kevin Bacon was led safe and sound back into his pen. I just don't get it. Okay, it has a happy ending. Nothing happened. This is so anticlimactic.
A lot happened for Kevin.
Okay.
It was a huge day for that huge pig.
This next story is about a fast car that made a slow return. The story is from AP News, and it says, British police said Monday that they have recovered a Ferrari stolen from Austrian Formula One driver Gerhard Berger in Italy almost 3 decades ago. So apparently this Ferrari that was stolen in 1995 was just found by police.
Well, it's crazy that it looks like it was stolen in Italy, but found in England.
Yeah, that is crazy. The story says that this was one of two sports cars that were stolen in 1995. And the article reads, neither was ever found until London's Metropolitan Police Force was tipped off by the manufacturer in January that a Ferrari in the process of being sold to a U.S. buyer by a U.K. broker had been flagged as a stolen vehicle. The force's organized vehicle crime unit investigated and found the car had been brought to Britain from Japan in late 2023. Officers seized the car, which the force said is valued at close to £350, and that's equivalent to $444,000.
Wait, why are we measuring the value of the car in weight?
That is actually British currency.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm guessing you've never been to England?
No, I've never left Hillsdale, Michigan. From KVU News, watch an Austin ice sculptor create a Texas Chainsaw Massacre carving during South by Southwest. Austin, Texas. A legendary horror movie filmed right here in Central Texas is turning 50 this year, and the anniversary celebration kicks off during South by Southwest. So the idea here is that there's going to be a guy wearing a similar mask from Chainsaw Massacre carving an ice sculpture.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Actually, yeah.
Have you, Lauren?
No, I have not. Me. I'm a Christian.
I have not seen it either.
It's not good. I didn't love it, but I feel like I had to watch it.
Is it one of those that's like funny because it's cheesy?
No, like, it's a serious, like, horror movie. It's kind of scary. It's just very gory and not very, like, intellectually stimulating.
I hate when chainsaws aren't intellectually stimulating.
I know.
So, did you like the movie? Do you think that this event will be interesting because of it?
I think it's going to be very well attended because a lot of people like this movie. It's a classic, especially since it's in Austin. It was filmed, I believe, around the Austin area. It was in Central Texas. And yeah, horror junkies love this movie. It's like,
yeah. So from the article, it looks like the movie had a pretty low budget to begin with. So they did a lot of their scene shootings across Central Texas and even included some of the actors were University of Texas at Austin students. So I bet UTA is probably looking forward to this.
You can also actually stay and have a nice meal at the gas station that they stop at in the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
What, define a nice meal, like a hot dog?
Yeah, probably. But you don't like hot dogs?
Love hot dogs.
Yeah, a nice meal.
All right, friends, now you know what time it is. It's time to play Emily's little game. For context, Emily is going to tell me and Maddie 3 news stories. 2 of them will be true and 1 will be a story that she made up. And then it's mine and Maddie's job to try and guess the fake story. She's done a pretty good job at lying to us in previous weeks. I believe only Maddie has ever caught one of her lies. So we shall see how she'll do this week. Emily, what is our first story?
We're starting off strong with a story from UPI News. Florida family reunited with lost dog after 10 years. A Florida animal shelter said a microchip led to a 14-year-old dog being reunited with her family after being missing for 10 years. The Humane Society of Tampa Bay said on social media that the cockapoo was brought to the shelter as a stray and was scanned for a microchip. The HSTB said Cleo's family never lost hope and continued to update her microchip in the small hope that they would be reunited even after they moved to Miami.
I hope this is true, because this is so sweet.
I also hope it's true, because it is very wholesome. However, I'm a teensy bit skeptical that a cockapoo could survive as a stray for 10 years.
That is an amazing criticism, actually. If this is true, I'll be very impressed by that dog and very pleased that it found its family.
If it is true, I bet it's the case where, like, another family took the cockapoo in and then he got lost from that second family and then was reunited with its original one.
I don't know, though, because I feel like most people, when they find a dog, like, would scan it for a chip, unless if they were just, like, bad people and just, like, stole the dog.
That's a good point. So I will be absolutely shocked if this dog survived on its own for 10 years.
Well, we're going to hear another story in 10 years about this dog being reunited with his family that he left to be reunited with his new family.
And then also will win the Guinness World Record for oldest cockapoo.
All right, Emily, what's our next story?
Second story from WILX. To pee or not to pee? That is the iguana's question. From Lansing, Michigan. Lansing family potty trains pet iguana. The Rodriguez family was inspired by an account on TikTok that documented the potty training of a pet cat. We figured, if a cat can do it, what's so different about an iguana? After 4 months of training, the pet iguana Joey can go number one and two in the restroom set up in his cage. Said restroom consists of a privacy panel and a glass dish. It doesn't really save much time because we still have to clean out the bowl, but it's kind of a cool thing to be able to tell people.
I definitely feel like this one is true because people are crazy.
And I've actually seen videos of potty trained cats who like go to the bathroom in the human's toilet.
I have too. I think it's actually insane though, if this is true, that they would give an iguana a privacy door. Like, what does the iguana need privacy for? Isn't he always naked?
No offense to any of our listeners who have pet iguanas, but I feel like people who have iguanas are not really like approaching life the way that you do, Lauren.
He's just a distinguished gentleman.
You know what I mean? If you have an iguana rather than a dog or a cat, like, you have a bit of a bent to quirkiness and maybe, you know, think it's funny to give your pet a privacy screen. Like, that's funny to me.
I'm wondering, like, again, if the story is true, like, does the iguana, like, when it has to go to the bathroom, does it walk there on its own? Or do you still have to carry the iguana to the bathroom?
I think that's the concept of potty training, is that it does it on its own.
Well, no, I let me enlighten you right here. People have claimed to have potty trained their infants. And that is in which the infant will signal that he has to go to the bathroom. And then that will then let the parent know that the parent needs to take the infant over the toilet. So it doesn't necessarily mean that they can go on
their... What kind of freak parent is holding their infant over a toilet?
Let me tell you.
Go, Johnny, go.
Let me tell you, I'm on a weird side of Instagram these days.
Are you guys ready for the third story?
Yes.
From ABC 7 News, Massachusetts library accepts cat pictures to pay late fees. Worcester, Massachusetts. A public library in Massachusetts is accepting cat photos to pay for fees for late returns and lost or damaged books this month. It's part of the Worcester Public Library's March Meowness. A photo or even a drawing of any cat erases fines. They didn't want those people to stop using the library because of the fines, so they implemented this policy.
I believe this because the library as an institution, I love libraries, but just by its nature, it is not motivated by monetary pursuits.
I agree. I 100% believe the story.
I'm not going to say 100%, but I think that it probably is true.
Okay, I'll pull a Clorox. I 99.9% believe this story.
I love the blind trust you guys put in our public libraries.
What do you mean?
Is there a purely good institution?
Well, I'm not making a value judgment. I'm just saying that by their nature, they're not motivated by money. So to temporarily suspend any sort of money related practice makes sense to me because they don't deal with money a lot in normal situations.
All right. Well, it is now time for Maddie and I to make our guess about which story is fake. I'm going to go with my gut, which is usually wrong when it comes to this game, but I'm going to go with my gut and say that number one is the lie because I'm a little bit skeptical that a cockapoo could survive as a stray dog for 10 years.
I also was going to say that I think one is the lie.
What?
Number two was the lie. You really think I'm going to want to give me Todd how to go pee?
There's no need to belittle us.
I was like, there is no way. No way this is going to trick him. I was just like tired and I had to come up with a story.
It's because of all of the Instagram reels I've seen about people training their newborns.
Yes, you can train a baby. You can train a cat, not a lizard.
What's the difference at the end of the day?
Brain is the size of like my pinky.
Well, I'm really proud of the little cockapoo that could.
Yeah.
I actually am really happy that one. Well, actually, because if it was one she made up, the dog never would have been lost in the first place. So I'm kind of sad that it's true.
What?
This is a moral dilemma.
I'm kind of sad that it's true, but I'm happy that the dog is found. But the dog's 14, so it probably doesn't have much time left.
Wow, I really hope that family isn't listening to our show right now.
Well, if they are listening, this is a reminder that you are listening to Sidebar on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Well, thank you so much for that, Emily. Let's get back to our stories here. Our next one is, the headline says, Mike Tyson to fight Jake Paul in Netflix special filmed at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. And this is from NBC DFW. The story says, former heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson will fight Jake Paul in July at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. So for our listeners who don't know, Jake Paul is sort of an internet sensation, very controversial. He was sort of popular in like 2016-17. He's one of those people that middle schoolers on the internet either love or love to hate.
Yeah, he's not my favorite guy ever. And I think it will be quite interesting to see how this will play out. Because from this article, it seems like Jake Paul is pretty confident in himself. Because he says, quote, it's crazy to think that in my second pro fight, I went viral for knocking out Nate Robinson on Mike Tyson's undercard. So he sounds pretty confident in himself, but I think a lot of people are skeptical.
Well, to be fair to the Paul brother, I also was skeptical, but I think he's actually like a good fighter and he's like put in a lot of work. I don't follow him that closely, but like he's won some serious fights.
Emily watches every single video Jake Paul has ever made.
Yeah, I have notifications on. What about it?
That's pretty brave of you to admit. Yeah, but it also says in the article that Jake Paul hopes to become a world champion and that the fight against Tyson will allow him to prove his ability. So, I don't know. Best of luck to him, I guess.
Can I say something controversial?
Yes.
I think they said they were doing this for Netflix. I think this is going to be scripted. Am I wrong? This has to be scripted. Even if they're not going to admit it, this is probably going to be scripted.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, what's not scripted these days? That's the question.
Even the NFL is scripted these days.
I 85% believe that.
So you've heard of Jake Paul, but have you heard of two police horses on the lam cause traffic jam on I-90 in Cleveland area? From AP News, drivers on an Ohio interstate came across an unusual traffic hazard over the weekend, a pair of police horses trotting against traffic on the highway. The two animals on the lam caused an unusual traffic jam Saturday afternoon as they wove through slowing traffic and then stopped it on Interstate 90 in the downtown Cleveland area.
Man, these little horses were just trying to be free and brave. And then they ended up causing traffic. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, it says that the horses inadvertently strayed during routine care and exercise.
They should be fired. These are the horses that are supposed to protect us from crime?
Yeah, this is extremely unprofessional.
I wonder if the horses received any kind of, like, timeout or punishment. Like, what's the procedure for these kinds of things?
I read another story that the next day that police station had a shipment of a large quantity of glue.
Well, it's unfortunate, but that's life. Don't cause traffic jams, kids.
The department posted on Twitter, "Some real horsepower on I-90 in downtown Cleveland today. Any injuries? Nay."
All right. Well, thank you for listening to Sidebar on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. I'm Lauren Scott.
I'm Maddie Welsh.
And I'm Emily Moneyhun.
You can find previous episodes of Sidebar online at sidebar.transistor.fm. Once again, you've been listening to Sidebar on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.